back in. It was extremely well executed by Brandon Jones and that crew. You know, they came to pit road with a 1.4 second lead and left pit road with a 2.6 second lead over Sammy Smith and 4 seconds ahead of Connor Zilich.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Back at Kansas Speedway, trouble on the back straightaway. Justin Bonsignor will find the inside wall on the back stretch, and that will put us under the caution flag in the Kansas Lottery 300. Motor Racing Network here with the call. Mike Bagley, Todd Gordon, Alex Hayden, Joey Logano with you topside, Dave Moody and Kurt Becker in the corners, Steve Post and Chris Wilner in the pits and the garage area. Dave, as soon as we were coming out of the station ID, I happened to look over, and Justin Bonsignor was all kinds of crossed up coming out of turn two.
That's about the time I picked up on it too, Mike. It's been an eventful last few laps. About five laps before he came to pit road, he got extremely loose in turn number two, scuffed up the right rear in pretty good fashion on the outside wall. This time around, and unless you saw something that I didn't, that was just a solo spin coming off turn two.
Yeah, it was a tough break for Justin Bonsignor. He was racing hard. He got contact in the left rear from Nick Sanchez. It looked like Bonsignor may have checked up just a smidge, but Nick Sanchez absolutely came up the racetrack and clipped the left rear of Justin Bonsignor, sent him sliding and down inside wall. Hard contact there, head on into the inside safer barrier. All four tires came off the ground on the impact, but the car rocketed back out onto the apron of the track. Bonsignor making his eighth career NASCAR Xfinity Series start. NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour champion. He's had a bit of a rough go here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
He has. He's a well-accomplished modified driver, but he has had a lot of headwinds, as they say, in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Very talented race car driver and looking forward to doing more of these starts, but obviously this one will not end the way he wanted it to end. It ends with nose contact into the safer barrier on the backstretch.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstand, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Back at Kansas Speedway, 43 laps to go in the Kansas Lottery 300. Pit road is open, and the biggest question, Alex, is who decides to come to pit road and who decides to stay out?
Yeah, they all have one more set of brand-new Goodyear sticker tires with 40. There'll be 42 laps to go this time by. I think we're going to see a little mix here, Todd.
I do, too. I think if I'm a crew chief and I'm not one of the guys leading, I'm going to come and keep these scuffs for if I got to put them back on, but we'll see.
Right now, Brendan Butterbean Queen had stayed out on the racetrack. He will lead the field onto pit road. Brandon Jones, Connor Zilich, and others in front of Chris Wilner.
The money stop here for Brandon Jones. Said I was just a little bit too tight on the fire off. Just a slight air pressure adjustment. The crew already completed with right side tire change. Now moving on to the left side. Taylor Gray is in for a four tire change and a windshield tear off repair. How about Brandon Queen leading his first laps in Xfinity Series action? Pumped when that caution came out. He was going 62 laps under green flag conditions. He'll pit for four tires and fuel. Also down and away is Dean Thompson and much more in front of Steve Post.
Connor Zilich is in. Four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Sheldon Creed is in. Daniel Dye getting service. Here's Jesse Love getting service on his automobile. It'll be four tires. Left side tires off. Left side tires on. Sunoco Fuel is in, and there goes Jesse Love back onto the speedway.
Not everybody came to pit road. We'll reset the running order for you when it recycles around here in just a moment. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back here to Kansas Speedway. Getting down to it, 41 laps to go here in the Kansas Lottery 300. Some twists, some turns, and some plot twist here as we get down to it with these last handful of laps in this race. Two cars stayed on the racetrack and did not pit from the lead lap. Justin Allgaier and Sam Mayer, they stay on the track. So they're going to have some older Goodyear tires compared to Brandon Jones, Connor Zilich, Sammy Smith. The caveat in all of this is there's only 18 cars right now at this moment on the lead lap. Some will take the wave around here in a moment and get the lap back. But that all being said, Todd Gordon, now that Allgaier and Mayer stayed out, they still have a set of tires left if there's another caution to come out.
Yeah, if we get a caution with 10 to go, they're sitting pretty. They're in a great position. But if we don't get that caution, they're going to go home with a set of stickers laying in their box.
And they're probably about to get eaten up here on this restart. You know, they're going to have old tires on. There's only two of them. You hope to have, I call them buffer cars, that you have five or six stay out with you. Because the other thing is, if they run 15 laps and the caution comes out again, they're going to pit there and take their last set of tires. But instead of being, seventh or eighth with new tires, they're going to be like 15th or further back. They're going to have to pass more cars. So I don't think it, in this case, you had to go with the majority, I think. And I would have thought the majority would have stayed out too.
So my question is they will be on 15 and 17 lap older tires respectively. Well, if what we've seen today, you say that they're going to be eaten up on the restart. So over the long haul, how much of an effect is that, being on 15-lap older tires? Because at some tracks, we see where that's not the big deficit. Is Kansas Speedway one that where you will really pay that price today?
I don't think it levels out. I think they can continue to pay the penalty. We'll see where that plays out. I think we're going to have 18 cars on a lead lap when we come back around. I would be surprised. If this goes green, I'd be surprised if they finish in the top 12.
Keep in mind, though, the caution flag flew at lap 155, so there's only, 12 laps older tires as far as green flag laps go. And I know that's significant here at Kansas Speedway, but is it a detriment?
It's worse than what anybody else is, and it's 12 laps and a heat cycle. I really think that's a bigger deal as we play forward. Steve Post, you got more to add on this?
Now, listening to the conversation with Jim Pohlman and Justin Allgaier, and you guys have really hit on every point. They figured there'd be some buffer cars. As Joey Logano talked about, that's other cars to stay out. They did not figure that the first car, Brandon Jones, is going to start in the row behind them. They just told Justin on the radio, look, you are going to get passed, and you're going to get passed by a fair number of cars. What we've got to do is hope that the caution comes out, and then we'll come in. We need 15 or 20 laps, though. We need to have a tire advantage, and then we'll come in and put the new tires on. So just exactly as you guys have described is the way it's been explained to race leader Justin Allgaier.
We'll find out how it plays out. The one to go has been given. It's time to choose what lane to restart in. Justin Allgaier has opted to restart on the outside lane. That'll put Sam Mayer's choice to the bottom side of the front row for this restart.
And you're talking about the choose right here. If you're any of the cars that are not behind, if you have tires and you're behind a car with old tires, is what I'm trying to say, which is the front row, you're just going to do anything you can do to make sure you don't get stuck behind them in turn one. Just don't be following them, because then you're going to get stuck and get passed with them. So you got to just figure out how to get air on your nose, make sure you're not stuck behind them. Brandon Jones is in a good place because he's starting on the outside second row. Connor Zillage, a little bit more challenging. He's got to somehow get to the left or the right of Sam Mayer.
So basically, Dave Mooney needs to pull his belts tight about three or four cranks on that when they haul it off into turn number one.
Yeah, yeah. This might not be that long of a run. Who knows?
Well, they're doubled up for the restart right now in front of Kurt Becker.
Yeah, here they come with the pace car. The lights turned out. You've got Justin Allgaier first up in the outside lane. You've got Sam Mayer to his inside. Brandon Jones ready to pounce from the outside lane as they head for start finish.
And pace car will make the left-hand turn onto pit lane. They got to wait till they get to the restart zone. The control car is the leader on the outside lane, Justin Allgaier. He'll get on the gas late in the zone. Kyle Hicks puts the green flag in the air. Allgaier gets away with the lead. Here's Connor Zillage all the way to the apron to go three wide for second.
Justin Allgaier gets a tremendous start and is away with the lead. Zillage to the inside, three wide. He'll move up to third. Jones is second, but here he comes. No contest to the lead.
Brandon Jones just goes right on by, and Connor Zillage comes with him, and Austin Hill will go to third. Everyone in the top five goes blasting by Justin Allgaier.
As Justin Allgaier and Sam Mayer drop anchor, everybody now taking advantage of that tire deficit. Brandon Jones to the lead, Connor Zillage to second, and what a run today for Austin Hill. He's up to third.
He has got the number three spot. Fourth spot belongs to Sammy Smith, and the pummeling continues for Justin Allgaier. Sheldon Creed will bypass. Christian Eckes will be next.
And here comes Taylor Gray to the inside. He, too, will at least get alongside of Allgaier at the end of the back straightaway. Allgaier just struggling to stay in the top 10.
Same with Sam Mayer, who's outside of the top 10 already. Brandon Jones up front. Again, Mayer and Allgaier on older tires. They did not pit. It's Brandon Jones pulling the field to one.
Brandon Jones leads by about five car lengths over Connor Zillage. Zillage up by about three, maybe four over Austin Hill as they exit turn two.
Cole Raz getting a little too high in the banking and scraping the safer barrier all the way around turns three and four off the pace last time by the leader. Brandon Jones heads off turn four.
Brandon Jones, though, has Connor Zillage trailing him in position number two. The separation as they come to the start-finish line, put it at three car lengths. That is the separation between Jones and Zillage, and they're pulling away from Hill in third.
Zillage trying to reel him back in. He'll run a lower line into turn number one, goes all the way down to the white line at the bottom. He is right there now on the back bumper of the leader.
So Brandon Jones tries to fend off the challenge from Connor Zillage, then a gap of another 7 to 8 car lengths, then back to Austin Hill in third. The lead battle continues, headed for turn four.
Separated by a car length with Brandon Jones up front, coming off of our latest caution flag where Justin Bonsignor got turned in turn two off the front bumper of Nick Sanchez. He's been released from the infield care center. Let's go to Chris Wilner.
Yeah, Justin has been checked and released from the care center. Justin, contact with the Nick Sanchez car. Walk us through what you felt.
He just it wasn't clear off of two, obviously. I don't know if he got free there or, and you know, cracked it up into me. Only seen it one time. It was hard to tell, but unfortunate. You know, we were running, you know, top 12 basically all day, just learning. It's so hard to come in and out of here every 10 weeks and do this. And race car was real good. We had a good Toyota Supra today. M3 Technologies, want to thank them. But would have liked to have seen a checkered flag. We deserve to finish in the back half of the top 10 at the very worst. And on to Martinsville, and we'll see what we can do there.
Glad to see you're okay. That was a hard hit for Justin Bonsignor. Checked and released. Still has a modified championship to go for here in a few weeks.
And he is the only driver out of the Kansas Lottery 300 this afternoon. Battle for the lead is off the end of the backstretch.
Brandon Jones has the lead. Connor Zillage is still there. And Austin Hill still trying to reel them both in.
Austin Hill still five car lengths in arrears of that lead duo. Through the shade they come with the massive grandstands at Kansas Speedway covering turns one and the front straightaways. They go back to the corner.
Into turn number one they go in the shade. About midway through one and two, they break back out into the sunshine. For the moment, Brandon Jones has got a car length in hand over Zillage.
Zillage will just ride along in the second position this time by as they all set up for the entry back into turn number three. Brandon Jones leading. A car length and a half back to Connor Zillage.
What I'm afraid right now is that Connor Zillage may lose touch of Brandon Jones because if you remember the last run, Connor Zillage had the short run speed. Brandon Jones had the long run speed. Brandon Jones is maintaining as the leader using that clean air to help him keep that lead. I'm afraid on the long run, you're going to see that 20 car just drive away.
That's exactly what's happening now on the backstretch.
It is Brandon Jones. Here he comes, the race leader. Comes back off the end of the back straightaway, keeping Connor Zilich at bay. The straight ahead, some lap traffic to deal with in the form of Blaine Perkins off turn four.
Brandon Jones got his first career Xfinity Series win right here at Kansas Speedway some 6 years ago. That was back in 2019. 330 career starts. Today is number 330, and Davey's looking for win number seven.
And he's pulling away in an effort to do exactly that. Drives underneath the lap machine of Blaine Perkins. His lead now is about five, Carlin.
Here he comes one more time. Brandon Jones, this time, nothing but open racetrack ahead of him. He will take the line toward the outside safer barrier, works up about a couple of lanes off the outside lane as they head back off the corner.
Further back, good battle for the number five position. Sheldon Creed and Taylor Gray had been going at it there, but off turn four, Taylor Gray opens up the inside line. He'll slide under Sheldon Creed, and that allows Jesse Love to close in the process.
Jesse Love is pulled up within about three car lengths of that two-man battle, and that battle's not over yet. Here comes Sheldon Creed. He'll dive to the bottom off turn number two.
Still trying to find a way to get by the Taylor Gray machine. Creed keeps his foot in it, drives up alongside, and working right down next to the white line, Sheldon Creed starts to inch by for the spot.
They do, and they're going to have to go underneath the Blaine Perkins lap car. They were able to clear him with no problems. Perkins slid up. Now Jesse Love will get by as well as they continue this fight for position.
Sheldon Creed takes control of that spot, at least for the moment, and will pull away by a couple of car lengths. They now begin to close in on the Sammy Smith machine. Smith beginning to fade on the back straightaway.
Trying to hang on to the fourth position with Sheldon Creed, wanting to take that away from him. And here's Creed now making the same move he's done the last couple of laps into turn number three, working right down at the lower side of the track.
Yeah, he will send that Ford Mustang in on the bottom of turn number three, but he's chasing that car coming out of turn number four. After getting by Taylor Gray, Dave, he's doing everything he can to catch Sammy Smith in what will be a battle for four.
Sheldon Creed going to the whip. He's going to enter turn one about midway up the bank, and to the outside lane is Sammy Smith. He'll maintain about a car length advantage to the back two.
Benefit for Creed is the fact that he is not under any pressure from Taylor Gray. He's managed to separate himself from Taylor by a half dozen car lengths, allows him to focus on Sammy Smith.
Down to 26 laps to go in the race as Justin Allgaier and Sam Mayer, two drivers that stayed on the track and did not pit, are hoping and desperate for another caution flag so they can put on a fresh set of good years.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got Stuff You Should Know and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Looking for motorsports podcasts you won't find anywhere else? Check out the Motor Racing Network's lineup of exclusive podcasts. MRN Classic Races, Junior's Journey, The Many Hats of Jack Roush, Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, 50 Years of MRN, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, and The Tough Trucks of NASCAR. Find these and more MRN-exclusive podcasts on podcast providers and MRN.com.
24 laps to go. Brandon Jones has a 7/10 of a second lead over Connor Zilich. Austin Hill is third. Sammy Smith is fourth. And Sheldon Creed is fifth. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
We welcome you back to the Kansas Lottery 300 at Kansas Speedway as we continue on a cloudless, perfect Saturday afternoon here in autumn in America's heartland. We're getting down to it, 22 laps to go. Brandon Jones continues to show the way. Connor Zilich is second. Austin Hill third. And Todd Gordon, you got to think now, if you're Justin Allgaier, Sam Merritt, you're just pleading for somebody somewhere to create a problem on the racetrack to get a caution flag.
Yeah, you need a caution in the next 10 laps, actually, as you look at it. And even if it comes in 10 laps, that'd be 11. You're only going to have probably 5 laps to go when you get your tires on. You need a caution here in the next probably 5 laps to be able to take advantage of those tires.
Only 18 cars are on the lead lap at the moment. Rajah Caruth in 18th is the final car on the lead lap. Dave, these drivers continue to show why Kansas Speedway is not only a driver favorite, but a crowd favorite as well.
No doubt about it. There are race cars spread out all over the banking here. The bottom lane is being sparsely used at this point, but from the second groove up, second, third, fourth, and even the fifth groove up next to the safer barrier, somebody's running just about every inch of asphalt here at Kansas Speedway.
As we continue here under the green flag, laps getting fewer, 19 to go this time by. Kurt Becker over in front of you in turns 3 and 4. It hasn't been all that uncommon to see drivers from the white line all the way up against the bright white safer barrier.
Yeah, we've seen drivers throughout the course of the afternoon and through each stage of the race, Alex, who have taken full advantage of this racetrack. We've heard Joey Logano talk about the fact this track is wide, it's raceable. We've talked about the progressive banking, 17 degrees at the bottom, 20 degrees up at the top. We have seen drivers that have managed to capitalize top side, middle lanes, and all the way down next to the white line. But things have stabilized here. Most of the leaders running up high, about a lane and a half off the outside safer barrier as we move into these final 18 laps.
Joey Logano, we've seen you in this position before, had that car that's out in front. You're leading by a second and a half. It seems to be on rails. So what are you thinking inside of the car? Because while there are plenty of ways to win this race, there are also plenty of ways to lose this race.
Yeah, you just keep running your pace, right? And you hope it stays green. You're in control of the race. You're driving away as the leader. You just got to work the lap traffic as efficiently as possible. But it's funny because the rest of the field is like, man, I wouldn't mind a caution right now. So it's and maybe some of the fans are thinking the same thing as he's driving away right now. But, yeah, it's NASCAR racing. It can change in the blink of an eye, right? As soon as you think everything's under control and things are good, boom, something can happen. And we've seen that happen so many times.
Got to give a call to a couple of drivers who have put together a really nice race today. Daniel Dye is running in the number 11 spot. He started dead last today in the Fox Factory Vehicle Chevrolet, so he's up to the 11th position. Dean Thompson, well, he's been up there. He's had a nice day. He is in the 10th spot. And what about Brendan Queenan? His second career Xfinity Series start. He's been hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit. He's been inside the top 10 for the better part of the afternoon. Finds himself running in position number 8 right now. So Butterbean, in his second career start, can wrap up the ARCA Championship next week at Toledo. Having a good day today.
Beans and biscuits with 16 to go. Here comes Brandon Jones to the line. Now 15 laps remain, but he's got more customers and more lap traffic to deal with in turn 1.
He's got the advantage of time and space here to be methodical about going after these lap cars. He'll make his way around Garrett Smithley off turn 2.
Closes up next behind the Joey Gase car. The leader, Brandon Jones, comes to turn number 3, changes lanes. He will go to the inside of the lap traffic this time by and work his way back off of turn 4.
easy going right now for Brandon Jones as he now smoothly puts another car in the rearview mirror, keeps his foot in the throttle, flashes by start finish. 14 to go, but there's still more lap traffic on the horizon.
Not only is he making short work of the left automobiles, he's also expanding the lead while he does so. Next in line, Nick Leitz will go another lap down by the time they hit turn three.
Back Nick Leitz is trying for all he's worth to stay in front of Brandon as long as he can, but just as Dave described, by the time they get to the end of the back straightaway, Jones has already passed and gone away.
So let's talk about the ripple implications of this, or the ripple effects of if Brandon Jones wins this race today. With Eric Almirola winning last weekend at New Hampshire, that left one spot open to transfer in on points. Brandon Jones, if he wins this race, he'll automatically move on to the round of eight. Now, behind him, Connor Zilich is there. He's 106 points to the good. You got Justin Allgaier. He's okay. You've got Sam Mayer. He's okay. Then you've got Taylor Gray. They're the top five in points, right? 17 to the good. It is below that, Alex, where things begin to tighten up with drivers that are above the cut and below the cut line heading into the final race of this round next weekend in Charlotte.
Yeah, you're right about that. Things are very close there. Taylor Gray's only 17 points to the good. Sheldon Creed plus 13. Then you got Carson Quapple, who has been a non-factor today. He's 10 points to the good. It continues to get close around the cut line. Right now, Jesse Love is the last car good on points, but he's only by six. Remember, that's only 1 point per position. Then out by 6 points is Nick Sanchez. Out by seven is Austin Hill. Out by eight is Harrison Burton. And also out by 14 is Sammy Smith. So things are very tight there as we get closer to the checkered flag of this one with one race remaining in this round.
And I know in talking to a lot of drivers in the garage, you don't want to have to go to the Roval and make something happen. With the unique nature of that layout, if you're below that cut line, Joey, that cannot be comfortable knowing that you're going to either have to engage in some pretty nifty strategy, you're going to have to survive, and you don't want to be swept up in somebody else's mess like we've seen at the Roval before.
Well, I think the goal is you want to try to get a big cushion so you don't have to worry about that stuff. You want to be plus 20-something over the cut line so you can go to the Roval and say, all right, I just got to score a few stage points. Don't crash. I'm going to be okay. That's what you hope for. That's not always what you get.
No. How big and how magnified now are the penalties NASCAR handed down to Austin Hill, where he lost all of his playoff points? He finds himself, as he runs right now, having a decent day. He's running third, but he's still below the cut line on points. He's 7 points behind.
Well, we talk about it all the time. The regular season races matter, right? Because those are the playoff points that he earned throughout the day, throughout the regular season. Now he knows what it feels like to show up with zero. And you got to start making all that up. So, you know, it's a short, you know, three race span that you got to be able to make those up. And that's why every race during the regular season matters a lot. No matter what everyone says about this format, it does.
And in case you missed it or forgot what Alex just mentioned, Austin Hill was penalized at the race at Indianapolis and suspended one race for intentionally wrecking Eric Almirola. Not only was he suspended one race, but NASCAR took all of his playoff points, stopped him from accruing any more for the regular season, and he started the playoffs with 0 points. That put him right at the bottom of the list. He's been scratching and clawing every single week trying to regain that. And to your point, Alex, a third-place day you'd figure would be spectacular. It gets him right now to just 7 points under the cut line as he continues his quest to try to make the round of eights.
And things like that will hopefully get attention of other drivers not to perform the same types of maneuvers. Dave, we're getting down to it. There will be 7 laps to go this time by for Brandon Jones, and he continues to put that car just about anywhere he wants to.
Doing exactly what he wants to do and exactly what he...
Or just about anywhere he wants to.
Doing exactly what he wants to do and exactly what he needs to do, Alex. Just navigating his way through the lap traffic, pulling up now on the back bumper of the Raja Carruth machine, who's had a pretty good day, but he's about to go a lap down to Brandon Jones.
Here's Brandon Jones now off of turn number two. Just got around Parker Retzloff and now starts to draw alongside of the Raja Carruth car. Starts to move by in the middle lanes of turns three and four. The leader, Brandon Jones.
One of the things we've seen out of Brandon Jones today and what we've been describing to you here all afternoon on the Motor Racing Network is the versatility of the Toyota Supra of Brandon Jones. It works on the bottom, it works in the middle, and it works works topside, and that's where exactly where he's going now in turn one.
About a half a car width off that outside wall, leaving himself a little bit of wiggle room in case he needs it, but no challenges in the rearview mirror.
Looks ahead, and the next car straight ahead of the race leader is the car of Mason Massey. Here they come back into turn number three. Massey is right up next to the safer barrier as Brandon Jones closes in.
He does as Brandon Jones comes back down to the line. Sam Mayer, who made the call and his team to stay on the track and not pit, well, he's not too terribly far in front of the race leader with just five laps to go.
No, that strategy has just not worked out for Sam Mayer or for Justin Allgaier. Right about now, though, the leader is a very happy man. Brandon Jones down the back straightaway, dealing with another lap car.
Here he comes right alongside and now moving on by the Mason Massey car before they even get back to turn number three. Brandon Jones, again, heads for start-finish.
Picking up lap cars one after another, passing them at will inside and out. He slides underneath one lap car, goes up against the wall, brings the car back to the bottom of the racetrack, utilizing every inch of this mile and a half, Kansas Speedway.
And again, Mike, he's really in no rush because he's got a huge lead over Connor Zillich, who rides in second. So he's just going to ride that outside wall, pick him up when he can, and if they can't, he'll follow for a corner.
The next driver up in the sights is Ryan Ellis, his lap machine straight ahead, coming back into turn number three. Brandon Jones navigates his way back off the corner.
Three laps to go this time die for Brandon Jones. Here he comes down to the line. He still has cars in front of him that he may have to contend with. The beauty is, Dave, it's up to him whether he wants to or not.
That's exactly right. He's got a race car that will take advantage anywhere on the racetrack that there's room. He closes in now on Ryan Ellis off turn two.
Here he comes, and Brandon Jones will do the same thing. He's done the last couple of laps, just let the car glide along toward the safer barrier. This time, though, he will angle the nose of his machine down toward the white line and start to move by the lap traffic.
Brandon Jones displayed a lot of optimism and a lot of good thoughts and good vibes coming into this race. Thought he could win the pole, and he did that. Thought he could win the race, and he's less than two laps to go from doing that.
Brandon Jones into turn number one. Couple of lap cars dead ahead. Next in front of him will be the Anthony Alfredo machine. He might not even have to bother with him, Kurt Becker.
That is the case, at least so far, for the leader, Brandon Jones. He's back to turn number three. Still a half dozen car lengths behind the Alfredo car as they all head off the corner.
Jones will pull the car off the wall. He'll bring it down middle lane of the racetrack, swing wide off of four, and cross the start-finish line and take the white flag. Less than 1 mile and a half remains for Brandon Jones to score the win today in Kansas.
Final time into turn number one. Brandon Jones developing a real affection for this Kansas Speedway. All by himself as he exits turn two for the final time.
Brandon Jones, he's been good to the top side. He's been good down next to the white line. He's been good through the middle lanes of the banking for the final time. Brandon Jones heads off turn four.
Here he comes right in the middle of the racetrack as he makes his way off the corner clean and green. Checkered flag is in the air, and Brandon Jones will punch his ticket to the round of eight. Brandon Jones wins the Kansas Lottery 300 at Kansas Speedway, his seventh career win and his 330th career start. The 28-year-old from Atlanta, Georgia, will go to victory lane. Let's go to pit road.
Well, the scene down here is absolutely of insanity as the Jogins racing crews hopped off the pit wall. Crew Chief Sam McCauley gets it done here at Kansas Speedway. Sam, congratulations. It has been an unbelievable run for your driver at this racetrack. What is it about you guys in Kansas Speedway that just seems to gel?
I mean, this company is really good here. We got the best driver at this track. Three wins here now, and our pit crew killed it. Just a total team effort.
What does this do moving forward now onto the round of eight?
I think we're going to start looking towards Vegas and enjoy the Roval next week back at home.
There we go. Eyes forward for this 20 group as Brandon Jones, that's his crew chief, McCauley, Sam McCauley, getting the win here at Kansas.
Brandon Jones has done it. He has won. He's off to the round of eight. We'll talk with Brandon and the rest of the top five finishers in a moment as our post-race coverage from Kansas kicks off.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no. I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
At 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due to pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan without a pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Kansas Lottery 300 is over, and Brandon Jones of Joe Gibbs Racing is celebrating right now, climbing out of his car on the start-finish line, going to take the checkered flag. We'll go to Victory Lane. We'll chat with Brandon in a moment. We'll also chat with the rest of the top five finishers. Appreciate Joey Logano sitting in today, getting ready for the Hollywood Casino 400. Joey, your thoughts on what you've just seen today in this 300-miler?
Yeah, I think the race got really interesting there at the end from a strategy standpoint. Your heart sinks for Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer. They went for it, right? They stayed out. They saved their last set of tires, hoping for a caution. They never got it. They never got the opportunity to put those tires on. And unfortunately, they fell pretty far back and didn't get the points that they needed. I guess Allgaier got enough to probably get himself through. It doesn't even matter. He's got a couple stage wins. He's in a good shape. He advances on. But, yeah, it's just the way these races play out sometimes, right? When you have a tire limit like that, it makes it interesting for us to watch. It makes it really challenging for the crew chiefs to make those calls.
Now 400 laps await us tomorrow in the Hollywood Casino 400. You've won here at Kansas before. Got your work cut out for you. Give us a little preview of what we can expect tomorrow in the 400-miler there.
Well, I hope you see the Shell Penske Mustang moving forward, because there's only one way to go from where we are after our issues we had in practice. We're going to have all the cars to pass, every one of them. So it'll be fun for me to be able to try to pick them off, and hopefully we have some interesting cautions like we did today, to where we can maybe work some different strategies and try to get a big leap of them at a time instead of picking them off one at a time.
All the best in tomorrow's race, and thanks for your time and hanging out with us today.
I had a blast. Thanks for having me up here.
Absolutely. That's Joey Logano. Let's check in with Steve Post.
Austin Hill down here leaning up against the Chevy, heads to the Roval 10th in the standings. I think it's 7 points out. But, Austin, let's talk a little bit about today's race, a third-place run. How did you get that third-place finish here today?
Yeah, just our Bennett Chevrolet was good all day. I feel like maybe I got us a little bit behind for qualifying. I didn't run the greatest lap in the world, and I had to work really hard in stage one to get some stage points. Stage two was probably the worst stage we had all day, but still was able to come home with some stage points. And then, the final stage, we got the car finally getting to my liking. At the beginning, I just fought really tight all day, and we freed it up and got it better. But for whatever reason, I couldn't fire off with the 20 and the 88 there at the end. I would, like, slide the rears and slide the fronts. It just kind of, car was kind of out of the racetrack. And then it started to come to me, started reeling the 88 a little bit, but just ran out of time. So, it was a good day, but not the day we needed. We needed more points taken off, or we needed a win. So a little bit frustrated with a third-place finish, but could have been a lot worse.
You feel good about the Roval, but you're 10th, so there are two cars out. I think it's 7 points out. What's your approach now to the Roval? How does that impact that?
Well, I mean, I definitely think you can still point your way in pretty easily with only being 7 back. We've been good on the road courses here of late, really all year, and so I feel very confident about us going over to the Roval and having a shot at running inside the top 5 all day, and maybe even getting the win there. We've been so close so many times to winning on one of these road courses, we're kind of due one.
And a new one. That is Austin Hill, a third place run here today. See if we can catch up with Connor Zilich down here. He had a solid second place finish here today at the Kansas Speedway. Is he a little bit of a debrief? Connor, when we look at your run today, second place finish, what more did you need?
I don't know, honestly. I feel like we were really, really close to being a winning car. It's just we kept getting on either side of the balance, and we were tight for most of the race. We took a swing at it and just got loose at the end there. So, we'll look back on it and see what we could do better, but still really proud of this team.
As he should be, that is for sure. Connor Zilich, a second-place finish here, gentlemen.
Yeah, Connor Zilich sets the record for the most top five finishes here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series history. He breaks the record with Sam Ard in doing just that. So his 16th consecutive top five finish. What an unbelievable feat for Connor Zilich.
That is amazing, watching him do what he's done. Obviously winning races and running up front in the top five all at the same time. Let's go to Steve Post.
Sammy Smith down here after a fourth-place run. Sammy, tell me about your fourth-place finish. What did you do? How did you accomplish that today?
Yeah, just a very good put-together day. You know, we did what we needed to do and put ourselves in a good position all three stages, and we did that. The track went through a little bit of a change there at the end, and we didn't change it because we were pretty good, and it just changed on me there at the end. So overall, good day. I mean, it's frustrating because we're still, I think, 14 out, and yeah, we're going to have to dig hard this week, and I know we can do it, and we'll just keep digging.
That is Sammy Smith.
It's a tough break for Sammy Smith, and you can hear the dejection in his voice, but there is still one more race to go in this round of the playoffs, and only 14 points behind, knowing anything can happen at Charlotte at the Roval there. So Sammy Smith and that team will be uber-focused when it gets time now to go racing, turning both left and right at the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway next week.
Well, they have to do a lot of work because they are last on that playoff leaderboard, 14 points below the cut. They join Nick Sanchez, Austin Hill, and Harrison Burton, the drivers that are outside and looking in going into that road course race next weekend.
Now let's go down to Victory Lane and hear from our winner, Brandon Jones. He's with Chris Wilner.
He's climbed out of the race car. Brandon Jones, I talked to you at Darlington after that win that broke a 98 race winless streak. There was a sense of relief there. What are the emotions for this one, your third at Kansas?
Man, I mean, I've got so much confidence in this racetrack. I just love coming to this place. We can tend to do something like that every single time we come here. Joe Gibbs Racing is always extremely fast at these places. Toyota shows up with tons of speed as far as the entire camp. You know, we've even got guys really fast in the cup race, it looks like, as well. So it's just a good weekend overall for us at Toyota and Joe Gibbs. But I'm super pumped about this one, man. This is huge. I mean, this is the momentum we really need at the right time right now going into the next round of eight. I'm happy for the Roval coming up next week. It's going to be a fun race, but I'm extra happy that I can just go there and have some fun with it and not be too stressed or too overly worried about a point situation. I think that's huge for us going into the next one.
You mentioned the speed of this race car all day. You guys were racing the racetrack. I listened to you and Sam talk about that all weekend long. How much did that play a factor in this final run, just showcasing the speed at the right time?
This tire was a lot of fun, honestly, this weekend, and this race was a lot of fun because, man, I mean, kind of a unique line that you had to run here today. It really went to that high line and then running down to the middle of the racetrack, and it was really slick. It was super hard to manage the grip level of our GR Supra today. So that part of it was a blast, I think, on the driver's side of it, just having to drive around, you know, tire rubber and handling issues all day. You know, I think we certainly obviously made the perfect call there at the end to get our tires when we did. And then, you know, I was happy that this race went green like it did for us, because that was really the strength of our race car all weekend long, was just how good it was on the long runs. We can hang with the guys on short runs as well and restarts, but it was more of a challenge. I think the GRM cars had a little bit more short run speed than we did, but we were just so consistent over the long run, they would fade a little bit more. So yeah, all in all, fantastic day. Looking forward to carrying this momentum in to Roval and Las Vegas in this next round.
I was going to say, you get to kind of almost take the Roval off. There's no pressure there. I know you want to go out and win the race, but you win it a mile and a half here this weekend. We got the mile and a half in Vegas. That will set you up for a championship. How much are you going to be eyes focused on Vegas here starting tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be prepping for both races, I think. You know, it's not just going to be all about the Roval this week. We'll incorporate our Las Vegas stuff as well. And we do a really good job regardless of getting about a week ahead on a lot of these kind of things. So I think that's key to having success at some of these tracks, not falling too far behind, is just staying 1 week ahead if you can possibly. It's tough. There's a lot of information to go over in all these racetracks. But, yeah, heck with it. We'll just go have fun with it next week and, yeah, not be worried about our situation.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it, guys.
Brandon Jones, Joe Gibbs Racing winners here at Kansas. Career start number 330, gets his seventh career win, three here at Kansas.
Fantastic drive for Brandon Jones here this afternoon. Here is how they finished. Let's check in with Steve Post. I apologize. Posty?
Yeah, Sheldon Creed down here just kind of having a little debrief. Sheldon, I had your pit area, and you were 10th and 8th and 9th, and then I look up at the end, you finished 5th. Was that one of those kind of saved your best for last and worked on the car and got it pretty good by the end?
Yeah, no, just grinded it out all day there. Thought we were going to be a lot better to start the race, and
yeah, just was crazy loose that first run and kept working on it. And, yeah, it slowly got a little better and better. I wouldn't say, like, one change made us a top five car. Just got a little better and better as the day went. And, yeah, it was just weird. A little different right side tire, and it rubbered up really thick and made it super greasy, which made it fun. But, yeah, made it super challenging. And, yeah, just proud of everyone at Haas Factory Team, Ford, Roush Yates Engines. Thanks to all of our partners, Ollie's, Road Ranger, Pit Boss, friends of Jacqueline. Appreciate all the hard work, and, you know, would love to be more than 12 above the cut line, but, yeah, we'll live on to fight at the Roval.
Well, let's talk about fighting at the Roval. 12 above the cut line. How do you approach the Roval then? With stage points, win? You know, there's just so many variables in that race.
Yeah, absolutely. Just going to have to go and stage point all day and run towards the front, and hopefully nothing bad happens to us. And, yeah, just need to go and have a solid day.
A solid day, as he did today. That's Sheldon Creed with a fifth-place finish.
So that is how they wrap up the top five here. Let's give you the full field rundown. Brandon Jones wins. Connor Zillich second. Austin Hill third. Sammy Smith fourth. Sheldon Creed fifth. Taylor Gray finished in position number six. It was Jesse Levin seventh. Nick Sanchez finished in eighth. Brendan Queen in ninth. And Dean Thompson in tenth.
William Sawalich was 11th. Daniel Dye 12th. Justin Allgaier 13th. Christian Eckes is 14th. Carson Quapel 15th, Sam Mayer 16th, Kyle Sieg was 17th, Rajah Caruth was 18th, 19th was Ryan Sieg, and Harrison Burton was 20th.
Leland Honeyman finished in 21st, Patrick Staropoli in 22nd, 23rd went to Matt DiBenedetto, 24th to Josh Williams, 25th to Anthony Alfredo, Ryan Ellis finished in 26th, Parker Retzloff was 27th, Brennan Poole was 28th, Austin Green 29th, and Jeb Burton finished in 30th.
Mason Massey was 31st, Jeremy Clements 32nd, Joey Gase 33rd, Garrett Smithley 34th, Cole Raz was 35th, Blaine Perkins 36th, Justin Bonsignor was 37th, and Nick Lights finished 38th. Todd Gordon, your final thoughts on the Kansas Lottery 300.
A caution played out where you had to gamble, and we had a lot of guys come and put themselves in good positions, but kudos to Brendan Jones. Got this place figured out. Actually kind of called his shot, said he thought he could win this weekend. And pulled it out and did it.
He did. He'll advance on to the round of eight along with Connor Zillich and Justin Allgaier. They did so on points here today. Thanks to everybody. Had a hand in the broadcast today. Our producer was Pat Jaggers. Andy Tebow, Kyle Clements, our broadcast engineers. Craig Moore, our audio engineer. Our spotter today was Ron Mander. Thanks to Dave Moody, Kurt Becker out in the corners. Steve Post and Chris Wilner up and down the pit lane on behalf of Todd Gordon and Joey Logano, my broadcast partner. His name is Mike Bagley. My name is Alex Hayden. We congratulate Brandon Jones. He's won the Kansas Lottery 300.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Kansas Lottery 300 has come to you from Kansas Speedway. Brought to you by Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By GoodRx, for simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, go to GoodRx.com. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast, official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Kansas Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Pat Jaggers, broadcast engineer Andy Tebow, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Two old people without a thing. Children gone, still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can bear. living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Living on love. Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Said he was in the war, went in the Navy. Lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. Ask him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled. Said, I raise my hands, bow my head. I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Years later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side. It'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye. Said, I raise my hands, bow my head, finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. I can't quote the book, the chapter or the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live. Yeah, this can't be. No, this can't be. No, this can't be. Bow my head.
believe. I believe. I believe.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
Sun comes up, sun goes down, this old world keeps spinning around. Not much has changed since you've been gone. I miss you, honey, but life goes on.
Shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap. Yeah, yeah. As long as I get that sweet little something late night. It's on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where. Yep, yep, and that's where it's at. It ain't in a souped-up, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall can of PBR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap. Yep, yep, as long as I keep that sweet little something late night. On a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yeah.
shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right.
It's 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt hanging off her shoulder. Dressed up, her head down in a ball cap. Yep, yep, as long as I get that sweet little song for late night kiss. On a plane or a train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's in, that's where. Yep, yep, that's where it's at.
Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I got bills at the park and my car's in.